Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, before we discuss the topic of today's show, I want to give you a little bit of background. First, how are y'all doing today? Everything okay? The reason I ask is because the world is so full of chaos. I think if you are paying attention to what's going on in the world, there's no way you're doing okay today. But before we get into the meat and potatoes of today's show, I want to give a little bit of background. I'm a writer. My first book was Biblical Bachelor. My next book that's coming out is going to be called Beat the Beta, where it's talking about the more weak tendencies in men and how we overcome them. And I like to write fantasy novel. I'm working on my first fantasy novel as well, because to me, writing is part of work, and work, in my opinion, is one of the only salvations of mankind. And exploring the creativity and basically having the ability to create your own universe, when you look at the world we're living in now and how powerless you are up to change things unless you're the president or you're in Congress or anything else like that, it's a great way to escape without drugs. And as I'm working on my manuscript, I was doing some research, and one of my main characters in this fantasy novel that I'm writing, it's not for sale, by the way, don't accuse me of peddling a book, it's not for sale, it's not finished yet, but one of my main characters, he is a slave to the Barbary Coast Pirates. Now, for those of you who don't know who the Barbary Coast Pirates were, I don't blame you, it's a little more esoteric when it comes to history, but for those of you who know, you know. For those of you who don't know, you're about to find out. The Barbary Coast Pirates were Muslim pirates, you know, with headscarves and sabers and whatnot. For those of you who are in the Marines who listen to the show, you might know in the Marine song, "From the Halls of Montezuma to the Shores of Tripoli." I won't sing. I'm not a great singer. But you might have heard in the Marine song, "From the Halls of Montezuma to the Shores of Tripoli." Tripoli was one of the capitals of the Barbary States, where the Muslim pirates were defeated by the Americans, the British, and the French. Now, you might be asking me, Austin, how do all these things line up? Well, my friend, how all these things line up is when you look at people like the Prime Minister of Britain, when you look at the demographic shift in Europe and how it's become overrun with Muslims in France, in America, in England is not England anymore, as you well know if you pay attention to these things. I was actually in England over the summer. England is not the country it once was. It is not the England of your grandfather of Winston Churchill. No. Today's modern day England is wanting to arrest conservatives for political speech against Muslims, because the mayor of London, last time I checked, was a Muslim man who wanted Sharia law. Sharia law, as you know, if you are any level of literate in politics, is incompatible with Western democracy. How do you get off telling people in your country, how do you get off being the source of the Magna Carta, one of the documents that helped build the United States Constitution? How do you get off telling your people, the Prime Minister of England now, how do you get off telling people that Islamophobia is the biggest problem in your country? How do you get off saying a thing like that with any level of sincerity? Well, because the Western world is committing suicide. There was a book called The Death of the West, if you've ever heard of it, that told the story of how the West would eventually come to be destroyed. Unfortunately, I believe it was Sinclair Lewis who wrote the novel? I could be wrong. I don't think it was. But here's the point. The point is, the West is committing suicide, mainly A, because of the Hitler years and the paralysis that came after it, but also because of the political correctness, which has come from communists, by the way, in case you didn't know. Political correctness is the way of Lenin, Trotsky, and others from the Russian Revolution to the French Revolution, in case you didn't know that, the one that gave rise to Napoleon. Oh, you didn't know that? You didn't know that the French Revolution gave rise to Napoleon? I believe it was Napoleon Bonaparte himself who said, I found the crown of France in the gutters, and I picked it up and I placed it on my head and I walked to the state building. Oh, yeah. Now, in America today, in reaction to Donald Trump, we have the so-called reactionaries, the Antifa types, the vermin in the streets, who are burning Teslas, vandalizing dealerships, assaulting Trump supporters. You know the types. The brown shirts, the Khmer Rouge, the red scarves. I actually lived in Cambodia for a year during my formative years in middle school, and I got to see the killing fields. And I saw, as a kid, the devastation that such a revolution will give to you. You didn't need a history book. I saw it with my own eyes. And here you have the know-nothing morons who have the products of the public education system, no doubt, are out in the streets, yelling, screaming, assaulting people, all the while doing it under the guise of peace, justice, and love. Does it sound familiar to you? Peace, justice, and love, the 60s crap that your grandfather might have talked about during Woodstock. Well, it's coming back again, except without the drugs and the love and just the devastation and the violence. And to me, the biggest symptom of the decline of the West comes in the form of the mass importation of Muslims. Now, I want to make one thing clear. As I want to quote Winston Churchill himself, who said, that it is not individual Muslims might hold and present good qualities that are productive to a society, but it is the influence of the religion itself that is as dangerous as hydrophobia in a dog. It is the influence of the religion. I want to give you an example of exactly what I'm talking about so that you don't think that this is just hatred and bigotry, because if you think that, you're wrong. This is not hatred, this is awareness. And I want to read to you a story, a real story, by the way, from our own history here in the United States. So in 1785, America was a new country, very new to the world stage. Thomas Jefferson and John Adams, names might sound familiar, founding fathers, then serving as American diplomats to Europe, met with the ambassador of Tripoli, part of the Barbary States, Sadi Haji Abdelrahman. You have to forgive my pronunciation. They were trying to understand why American ships, those were merchant ships, by the way, not warships, because the American Navy was not anywhere near it was today, were being attacked and American sailors were being captured by Barbary pirates, despite the United States having no previous hostilities with these states. So, in the Mediterranean, in the Atlantic Ocean. Now keep in mind, this is in the early days of the United States. I know it's part of you falling asleep already, but that's fine. The 13 colonies era of America is what we're talking about. No Louisiana Purchase yet. No pushing west yet. No manifest destiny really taking root yet. This is the infancy of the United States and of America, just fresh off the Revolutionary War. Our ships were being ransacked by the vermin that we're now seeing emerging in every European country and in every state in America, the throwbacks. Now, keep in mind for a second, there have been times in world history, especially right after the death of Muhammad the Prophet, when after the Muslims conquered and put everybody to the sword and burned the Alexandria Library in Egypt to the ground, Egypt was not always Muslim, Saudi Arabia was not always Muslim, Syria, Lebanon, Iran, Iraq were not always Muslim, in case you didn't know. They were actually mostly Jews, Zoroastrians, Christians, etc. You didn't know that because it's not very popular to learn about these things, especially in the countries in which I am talking about. But like most religions, Islam was spread through the sword. But after, they didn't kill everybody afterwards. This is the interesting part. In the 8th century, after the conquest happened, there was relative peace in the Arabic world. People from China, people from who were Jewish, who were Christians, they all kind of came together. And the Arab mind met the Jewish mind, met the Christian mind. They all kind of came together for a short period of time. Now, that is not the norm today. That has not been the norm since, as far as I can read. Unless, of course, you live in certain Muslim nations, like the ones in Jordan. And others, like then. But when you look at Qatar, you look at Iran, you look at Saudi Arabia, you look at Iraq, they are not friendly. They are practicing throwback views. And again, I will refer to Winston Churchill, who said it was the influence of the religion, despite the fact that some individual Muslims might hold certain characteristics that are good. It is the influence of the religion that was as dangerous as hydrophobia in a dog. Now, back to the story. When they asked the ambassador from the Barbary Coast states what right they had to attack American ships, the ambassador famously said the following. And this can be found in Adams and Jefferson's letter that they reported to Congress on the meeting. Here's what he said, according to the records from Congress. Here's what he said. He said, it was written in the Quran that all nations who should not have acknowledged the Prophet, meaning Muhammad, were sinners whom it was the right and duty of the faithful to plunder and enslave. He added that every Muslim man who was slain in this war was sure to go to paradise. Doesn't he sound like the imams of today? Does that sound familiar to you? The imams who sit there and they act like they're holier than you, spitting in your face. You see them on social media talking about how this is their country, they're going to take you over, that sex slavery is okay. Is there any wonder why we see a lot of younger men, we see guys like Andrew Tate going and becoming more Muslim? Because the Muslim men are taught to be hard, they're taught to be unforgiving, they're taught to be dominating, as opposed to acquiescing, tiptoeing, that we see from every Christian church. Most of the Jewish synagogues, especially the Reformed ones, not the Orthodox ones, we see this coming around. We see that the religion of weakness, even old AH called Christianity a religion of weakness. And what do we see today? We see exactly that. This quote shocked Jefferson and Adams, as it was revealed that the Barbary pirates considered it not only acceptable, but a religious duty. Let me repeat that in case you missed it. It was not only acceptable, but a religious duty to attack and enslave non-Muslims unless tribute was paid. Does that sound familiar to you? Unless they get benefits in America, in the UK, in France, and all over the EU. These people, these throwbacks with these beards who put their women in cloaks, make them look like walking tents, who give you a shifty look like you're not as good as them if you're not a Muslim. These are the Muslim pirates who enslaved the African Americans and sent them over the Atlantic. You didn't know that, did you? This is the same Barbary Coast pirates who enslaved over 1 million Caucasian people, calling them white gold, all the way up from the UK to Ireland to Iceland. A lot of villages along the coast being abandoned because they were sacked. The men made into galley slaves, the women into sex slaves. You don't know this, do you? You're told that if you're a white person, you're evil. That the apparently CNN is saying that the angry white man is the boogeyman in America. Let me tell you something. It is not the evil white man who is the problem in America. It is the juggernaut of Islam. The stealth juggernaut that is being pushed forward by the liberal media. I never understood this, by the way. If you're a Democrat or a progressive listening to the show, a feminist, can you explain to me? Explain to the old ignorant Austin Creed here on the show. Explain to me how you can link arms, be all for the progression, the revolution, the resistance. How can you be for these throwbacks? How can you be for this throwback view of the world that says that women are garbage, women are no good but for having sex and having children, and how can you be for this? How can you be for all the Muslims in America? Why are you not for the Christians or the Jews who believe that women are not just garbage? Women are not more than just a pocket pussy you could put in your pocket. Why do you support this? I ask you. Do you have an answer for that? Oh, I get it, because they're minorities. Really? They're minorities, huh? Oh, the second biggest religion in the world is a minority? The Jews are not minorities? You'd spit in the Jew's face, calling him the problem while supporting Palestine, while being homosexual, they throw off a roof in the next 2 minutes. I mean, you can't believe this. You simply can't believe it, but here it is. It's unbelievable to me, but you know what? This is the problem. People don't know the history. They don't know that the Marines were founded to fight the vermin, who said that is written in the Quran, that unless they have not acknowledged the Prophet, they were sinners who deserved to be enslaved, and it was the duty of the faithful to plunder and enslave them. These are the imams that are in your country right now, preaching this garbage, saying that Muhammad was a man of peace, that Islam means peace. It means submission if you submit to the sword. That's what it means. This is why the West is committing suicide. Because it is not individual Muslims that are inherently the problem in America or in the EU or in France. It is the influence of the religion itself, which has never, I repeat, never gone through a reformation. They have not gone through a reformation, my friends. You might have heard of Martin Luther. You might have heard of Reformed Judaism. There is no reformment movement in the Sunni or Shiite sects of Islam that I am aware of. Or if they are not the majority. There are people who believe in the 7th to 8th century view of Islam, which calls for killing homosexuals, cutting the clitoris off women, and enslaving people who don't subscribe to their view of the world. And this is why people like Donald Trump, who is a very flawed man, by the way, called back in his first term for stopping immigration from these countries and was roundly criticized for doing so by all the progressives out there who would rather have a Muslim come in their neighborhood than a Christian or a Jew, which is shocking. Shocking to me. I never understood it. Again, you might be an individual Muslim listening to the show, and you might be saying to me, Austin, I don't agree with the sentiment that you're describing. And if that's true, then I welcome you. I have no problem with you. I have a problem with the influence of the religion and the imams out there who push this absolutely throwback, disgusting garbage out to impressionable young minds and all over the West who are the downtrodden, the people who have been overlooked, cast aside. They cling to this. A lot of Muslims are converted in prisons, in case you didn't know it. This is the kind of stuff that's dangerous to the West. People rightfully talk about the extreme Christians. They talk about the extreme Jews. Where are the talks about the extreme Muslims in the mainstream thought process of the history of Islam that has not changed in 1,000 years? Christianity has changed. Judaism has changed. There was once a time when Christianity was spread by the sword. Not recently. Oh, no. Not within the last couple hundred years. Absolutely not. Same with Judaism. You read the Old Testament. They put a lot of the Middle East to the sword. Guess what? You see that happening today? I don't see it. The big lie about the genocide in Gaza. It's not a genocide, it's a war. And Hamas is full of crap lies. Oh, by the way, going back to that, did you know that in the Quran, I believe it's Ishtar 240, they say the Jews are a nation of liars. The Jews are a treacherous, lying, and evil people. Shocking. In the mosque? They teach that? That's impossible. It's a religion. They're entitled to religious freedom, are they not? They're entitled to religious freedom, aren't they? Yes, because we're a nation of schmucks. One day, there will be a conversation in this country about whether it be extremists of any variety that maybe that's not freedom of religion. Maybe that's actually a crime, and maybe you shouldn't be in my country. You should get out immediately. I don't care if you're a Muslim or a Christian or a Jew or a Hindu. I don't care what you call yourself. There will be a conversation in this country, you mark my words, it won't happen today, it won't happen tomorrow, where this conversation will be had and freedom of religion will be cracked down on because it has become way too open and the line between religion and politics has never been thinner, as far as I'm concerned. This is why the West is committing suicide. They don't want to have this conversation we're having right now. They don't want to have it. The Muslims and the communists have made some kind of secret alliance. And they're fighting against the Western values of Christianity and Judaism. And you mark my words. We are living in a reactionary period of history. And it will come full circle. It will. And when it does, you mark my words, we will see the truth for what it has been, and they will look back at the time you're living in right now, and they will think to yourselves, my God, how did they do this? How did they stuff their ears, cover their eyes, and ignore what was right in front of their faces? And the answer is, because big money wanted them, the big pharmaceutical companies who produce the drugs, the politicians, the people who pay for their campaigns, all of it, all of them wanted it. They wanted it, and so they made it so through decades and decades of brainwashing, drugging, and rewriting of history, my friends. That is how they did it. The whole thing about medicinal marijuana, I could go down a rabbit hole on that one. If you smoke marijuana, you do what you want. We live in a free country. But I'm telling you right now, I think it's stupid, personally. I think it's called dope for a reason, because it makes you stupid. The word dope meant from being dopey, the dwarf, meaning he was dumb, to being cool. Did you ever notice how that happened? Oh, you didn't notice that, did you? How the definitions of words, they've been changing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Gay went from meaning happy to being homosexual. A lot of words have been changing. A lot of definitions of words have been changing. The times, they are changing. But you know what shouldn't change? Your desire to know history, lest you repeat it. And always repeat the worst parts, not the best. That is the part you must remember. My friends, do you agree with me? Or do you think I'm out of line? Do you think the West is committing suicide, mostly through the mass importation of Muslims into this country, who believe in the throwback ways, non-reformed ways, like the ambassador from the Barbary States, the Ottoman Empire, and whatnot that we just read about in the early stages of America? Do you think that's any different today? You go on social media, you go to the mosque, you read the Quran, you'll see what I'm talking about. My friends, do not get sucked into the lies and the things that are meant to trigger emotions out of you from the media. Use your brain, do not use your heart when it comes to matters of life and death, matters that are as important as this. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you want to add anything to this discussion. I believe it's important for us to be having it. Take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.